Today's New Testament reading is the Epistle to the Colossians, the first and second chapters. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions, for the sake of his body, that is, the Church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy, that he powerfully works within me. For I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you, and for those at Laodicea, and for all who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this in order that no one may delude you with plausible arguments. For though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the firmness of your faith in Christ. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Kevin Golden from Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri.
Don't you love a good mystery? From Sir Arthur Conan Doyle with Sherlock Holmes to Agatha Christie's novels, a mystery grabs the attention, leaves you on the edge of the seat. But the Apostle Paul calls us to rejoice in a different kind of mystery. This is a mystery that is quite different than what we're used to from Sherlock Holmes and Agatha Christie, because for them, they're dealing not so much with a mystery, they're dealing with a secret. Once it is brought forth, it's no longer a secret. It's been revealed, and so now it's out there for everyone to understand. Paul calls us to rejoice in a biblical mystery. And in Holy Scripture, when a mystery is revealed, it remains mysterious. You find it throughout Holy Scripture. The doctrine of the Trinity is a mystery. It is revealed to us that one God is of three persons. Three persons are in one God. But how does that work? It remains a mystery to us, the two natures in Christ, fully human, fully divine. How can that be? Remains a mystery even though it's been revealed to us as the truth. Christ's presence in the supper, his body and blood under bread and wine. And now yet another mystery right here in our text for today from Paul's letter to the Colossians, where he calls the Colossians and you to marvel at the beauty of this mystery. Colossians 1, verse 27. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ is in you. He reveals it to you right here and elsewhere in Holy Scripture, but yet it transcends our understanding. How can Christ be dwelling within me? How can that be? After all, look at my life. I become upset with the most petty of things. Somebody cut in front of me on the highway. I become upset with even more petty things that my child may not have done as well on their homework as I had wanted. And then I don't become upset at the travesty of life, when great sin is meted out throughout the world and we become complacent about it. And this is the opposite of Christ. He doesn't become upset with the petty things, but the things that truly matter, when sin is visited upon others, this gets Christ's attention. How can it be that Christ is within me? He is holy, and I'm sinful. He has proper orientation for life, and I'm quickly misdirected. How can it be that Christ is in me and that Christ is in you? It's a mystery. And what a beautiful mystery it is. Because Christ became like us, we become like him. Paul will soon be tying this to holy baptism, where you were clothed in Christ and he became one with you. But here in our text today, he also speaks about it in the context of suffering. When you suffer, you are bound together with Christ who suffered for you. And that's why Paul even calls us here to rejoice in suffering. There you find union with Christ. There you find his cross coming into your own life. And there you have the promise of a coming victory. Knowing that Christ himself suffered and then on the third day rose again, so also he promises that victory is coming to you as well when he comes again, so that when you suffer in hope and in peace. This is a great mystery. Christ in you. And though it remains mysterious, it delivers to us exactly what we need. Confidence for this day, certainty of the last day, and peace every day between. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank Pastor Kevin Golden from Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri, for today's meditation on God's Word.